In this video, I'm going to teach you how to use the Divi Builder with any WordPress theme. Hi, my name is Adam from WPCrafter.com, where I make WordPress videos for non-techies. I put these videos out almost every day, so if you enjoy the content in the video, I'd like you to perhaps consider clicking on the subscribe button, and there's a bell off to the side of that. You click on that, YouTube will let you know when I upload a new video. So you're probably already familiar with Divi from Elegant Themes right here. Now, Divi is a theme with the page builder built into it, or if you didn't want to use the theme portion of it, they have something called the Divi Builder. It's a plugin. You add it to your website and it allows you to use the Divi Builder on any WordPress website. But there is a catch, and let me show you what that catch is right now, and maybe you've already run into it. So I'm right here on a WordPress site and I have the Divi theme installed. You can see right here Divi is installed and activated, and I don't want to use Divi anymore for whatever reason, and there could be many reasons why you don't want to use the Divi theme, but you still want to use the Divi Builder. A couple examples are maybe there's another theme where you like the blog post layout a lot better and you want to go with that theme, but you love the Divi Builder and you want to use that too. Another great example is maybe you want to use a theme that has some special functionality and you want to use your favorite page builder with it. So I'll give you an example. Here's a theme that I am doing a review and tutorial for. It's called Listings Pro, and it allows you to build this amazingly beautiful, powerful directory site, kind of just like Yelp, but you might want to use Divi with this. And so that is where the problem comes in. So what I've gone ahead and done is I've downloaded, installed, and activated the Divi page builder right here. And this is what normally would happen. I would go to appearance and I would choose a different theme. So I'll just choose this theme right here, the 2017 theme, and I'll activate it. And then let's take a look and see how it looks right now. So here is what the front end looks like. I scroll down and I'm like, oh, what the heck? What happened to my full width rows? What happened to my page layout? I put so much time and effort into this, and what happened? And this is because most WordPress themes aren't integrated for this full width content areas. And so I'm going to show you how to fix that. So there are a ton of themes, obviously, in the WordPress repository, and there are a few that will work out of the box. And I'm going to give you a shameless plug for one of them right now. It's called the Astra theme. It's right here. There just happens to be a real handsome guy on the cover image of it, but you might want to try that theme out. It's a great theme. This will work out of the box with any single page builder, but most themes will not work with any page builder. There's another one actually that just got released today. If I go to the latest, it's right here, Ocean WP. That's really popular in some other groups, but most themes, they're not going to have this integration. So here is the solution. It's super easy. It's 3 mouse clicks and you are off to the races. Just go to plugins, click on add new, do a search for the word full width. Now when you do that search, it's going to pull up these results right here, and here it is, full width templates for any theme and page builder. Now the reality of it is it will work with any well-coded modern theme, modern meaning maybe something coded up in the last couple of years. So any theme you'd probably be interested in using, it's going to work right out of the box. Any theme you might run into trouble, feel free to go to the support center for this on wordpress.org. Let's just take a quick look at it. If I click on more details, you can scroll down. It'll tell you exactly how everything works. If you actually visit this on wordpress.org, there'll be a tutorial video with another handsome guy that you might recognize. Anyways, just install and activate this, and let me show you how to make any page work perfectly with Divi. Click on pages, go into your page. In this case, it's the home page right here, and we're going to have some new options right here. It says template. Now, when I click on this, if for you, it might show something, some additional options here based upon the theme you choose. But if you have full width page templates downloaded, installed, and activated, you will have these 3 options right here. So this first option is going to be the one that most people will select. This will just allow you to get those beautiful full width rows and remove any margin or padding or page titles that might be getting in the way. This other one right here would be to would be ideal for using Divi to build a landing page, and it's going to give you that same full width rows, remove the page title, but it's also going to get rid of the header and the footer for you, so you have full control, a fully blank slate that you can use Divi with. And then this other option here is full width, no sidebar. It's essentially going to allow you to use Divi just in the container of the page. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and choose this first option. I'm going to go ahead and click on update. And now I'm going to go here and do a quick refresh, and let's see what the difference is. You can see, here we go. This is exactly what I would have wanted it to do out of the box. It's perfect full width rows in this theme that doesn't explicitly have Divi or any page builder support for that matter. And that's it. That's all there is to it. Now, if I wanted to use that other page template to get rid of this big header and get rid of this footer right here, this is actually part of the template, I would have instead chose right here, the one with no header, no footer. So I'm going to go ahead and click on update and show you what that looks like. I'm going to go here, do a quick refresh, and you can see this is what it is at the top. It got rid of the header and the footer that the theme was generating, and it looks perfect. And this is fantastic for creating a landing page in Divi. So that's all there is to getting the Divi builder to work with pretty much any well-coded theme. Now I'm going to be making some more Divi tutorials. If there's something that you would like to see, please let me know in the comment section down below. I do want to ask you something though. If you are going to use this plugin, it's a fantastic plugin. My face is on the plugin. I want to ask you if you would, if it brings benefit to you, maybe leave a positive review there on the WordPress.org page. That's always encouraging to see come across. If you run into any troubles, just click on support and let us know about that as well. And that's pretty much it. I really hope that this plugin helps you in some way to be able to use Divi, your favorite page builder, on any well-coded WordPress theme.